We are currently in the middle of the Great Awakening. We can see dramatic changes and challenges in society worldwide. So these challenges and changes are going to continue. But what if you knew what they were so you could prepare and deal with them in a way that serves you? I'm Liz Watt. Welcome back to my channel where we explore spirituality in a practical way. If that's something you're interested in, make sure you subscribe. Today, I want to talk about the Great Awakening and in particular, the four most significant challenges that you're going to be facing as this process continues and then how to deal with them. So let's get started by considering the question, what is the Great Awakening? Now, I've done another couple of videos on these and I'll leave some links to those in the description if you want to explore deeper. But in summary, the Great Awakening refers to current phenomena occurring in the world. So for generations, humans have lived in a world where we are told we must go to school, get a job, work hard and pay taxes. We've been told the world is the way it is. There's nothing you can do to change it and we must comply with the rules or be punished. We've been told that government is an authority over us and we must obey and follow them. But this isn't the case. Events are rapidly unfolding and information is being revealed that are prompting people to wake up and see a reality they have not seen before. Humanity is going through a process. We start by seeing the world as we've been told it is, but as new information, experience, and observation come to hand, we also begin to see a different perspective. With this comes an awareness of things we had previously seen differently, or perhaps were completely hidden from us. We start to see a level of corruption, authority, and control over humanity and society we had not seen before because we had been in it. We begin to see groups of individuals who see themselves as entitled to make rules and control us. We see authority that creates rules for the general population, but not themselves. Many humans still cannot see this perspective. They hold on to what they have been told the world is. They ignore much of what is right in front of them. But every day, more and more people are personally experiencing and observing a different reality. People are waking up to what the world really is and what we really are. And this is the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is this process of humanity individually and collectively waking up, seeing through the lies, and experiencing the world differently. Problems and challenges arise in this transition process when some of humanity is awake and others are not. So the first challenge we're experiencing is extreme polarity. Polarity is an essential part of the human and physical experience. We live in a polarized reality where we experience the external world through opposites, contrast, and degrees on a spectrum. Humans use our senses to perceive and understand our external reality. We must know cold or lack of heat to know heat. We must know darkness or lack of light to know light. We must know fear or lack of love to know love. So we must experience these different degrees to understand the full spectrum. And as more people awaken, they shift further along the spectrum of understanding the world from what they knew before. This process creates a larger and larger gap. Those who are yet to awaken stay at one end of the spectrum, and the awakening souls move further and further away. Polarity is expressing itself as black and white rather than a spectrum of shades of gray. We see the polarity of perspective and understanding playing out in our society in many ways. Those who support masks, lockdowns, and mandates, and those who do not. Those who live in fear of a killer virus, and those who do not. Those who support passports, digital identity, and segregated society, and those who wish to include all. Those who think the government cares and blindly follow, and those who are sovereign and think for themselves. Those who fight for freedom and choice and those who do not. Those who are asleep and those who are awake. So polarity is expressing itself at every level. It's going to get worse before it gets better. Increasing polarity will create division and separation and an opportunity for more awakening. To know the light, we must know the dark. Many will need to see and understand the dark in even more extremes so they can see the light. On the one hand, polarity creates conflict and confrontation. On the other hand, polar opposites exist to the same extent. The more polarized and exposed the darkness, the more we can see the light. The second challenge is systemic collapse, or collapse of the systems as we know them. The collapse will come from people awakening and walking away from these systems and from systemic self-destruction. We're already seeing problems with political systems. People see politicians creating mandates that destroy livelihoods, economies, and societies while continuing with an unaffected paycheck. People see the self-interest, hunger for power and control, and disinterest in the people they're meant to serve. As people awaken, they lose trust and stop following the government. Now, in many places, the media is also being exposed. They present a one-sided, distorted narrative rather than objective, investigative journalism and a search for truth. Awakening people are turning off their televisions and looking elsewhere for the truth. Economic systems are under pressure because of lockdowns and restrictions of activity for groups of the population. Education and healthcare systems will start to collapse as groups of people are excluded from working or accessing them. They will continue to be supported by those who follow and comply rather than the free thinkers. They will become even less innovative than what they are. When society locks out the critical thinkers who question the narrative, then what are you left with? On the one hand, this self-destructive collapse is intended to move towards globalization and centralized control as predetermined solution to these problems. This may be genuinely upsetting and even frightening for those who are asleep. Instability and uncertainty will fuel the fear for many people who will blindly follow the government, or they'll wake up. On the other hand, the systemic collapse allows creating something different and new. You cannot change systems this corrupt from the inside. You cannot ask those who make and uphold them to change. We must overcome our fear of the unknown, find focus, and keep moving towards that focus every day. Most of all, we must have faith that we can each make a difference and together create something new. The third challenge is a collective reality. So the awakened can see the dark and the light of reality. The unawakened are yet to follow. The challenge here is that our collective reality is based on the combined choices of humanity. The broader world we live in is a result of the combined actions and behaviors of all human beings. When most humans continue to follow the government, the media, and control systems blindly, the collective reality will continue to uphold them. When the majority continue to acquiesce, comply, and obey rules, mandates, and directives given to them, the collective reality will be a reality of fear and compliance. When the majority ceases to follow, the dystopian world of control will cease to exist. The challenge for the awakened will be to continue functioning in a collective reality where humanity chooses fear, suffering, lack, and dystopia. In time, this reality will be a catalyst for many more to awaken. Through their actions, the collective can eventually change. The challenge is to allow it to do so in its own time and understand we cannot control anybody else. So our fourth challenge is our individual reality. The only thing we can control is our personal, internal experience and our considered response. Regardless of what is happening outside and externally, we must choose to respond in a way that aligns with the person we want to be and the world we ultimately desire to live in. On the outside, it may be frustrating to see friends, family, peers, and the unawakened continuing to choose to follow authority. It may be frustrating to show them what they cannot see and they still cannot see it. But it's not our job to show them, awaken them, or change them. It is our job to lead by example. We must understand that we're all on our own individual journey, but together. We're each here to experience this in our own way. Ultimately, we are an aspect of source consciousness, a spiritual being having a physical human experience. For some, their experience may be one of suffering and pain and ultimately to exit this lifetime. Others may awaken and they need to be shown, supported, and welcomed when they do. The only thing you can control is how you'll experience and respond to the collective physical reality. The only thing you can control is how you act, behave, and contribute to either reinforcing those control systems or creating something new and disengaging. The challenge for the awakened will be standing sovereign and strong, Setting boundaries, having courage, and holding beliefs against anything that may come at you. The opportunity is what comes after this. So how do we deal with this insanity of the Great Awakening? Well, many are focusing only on the positive aspects of the Great Awakening. Others see only the threat of a killer virus and a crazy, insane world. The reality is there are both positive and negative to this process, and we'll experience them both to varying degrees. We need to experience the darkness if we wish to experience the light. We need to see the negative if we wish to see the positive. There's a challenge in opportunity and there's an opportunity in challenge. How you go forward and face each day is up to you. What you decide to contribute and create will impact the future we all experience. What you decide to stand for and speak out about will impact and help awaken those around you. Staying silent will only exacerbate current collective reality. What we move forward with is up to you. The choice is yours. If you enjoyed this, hit like. If you want to know more, make sure you subscribe because I have a lot to share about spirituality in a practical way. While you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other work here or at lizwatt.com. Hope you found this helpful and gave you some things to think about as we move through the Great Awakening. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.